From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dozens of people have been killed in airstrikes that hit a jail and courthouse in northwestern Syria. Monitors say that civilians, fighters, and prisoners were killed in Saturday's attack. Amateur video from the wreckage shows rescuers digging out bodies. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, both of which have bombed the area in recent weeks. The observatory says at least 39 people were killed in the strikes, which hit a courthouse and an adjoining prison under the control of Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra militants. Early accounts say that dozens of people were wounded and that the targeted facilities included the group's religious court and a jail. Al-Nusra is one of the most powerful jihadist groups operating in Syria. It seeks to establish an Islamic state in Syrian territory. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protest marchers in the capital, Pristina. The rally, which began peacefully, was the latest in a series of demonstrations calling on the government to resign over recent deals with Serbia and Montenegro. Some demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward the main government building, breaking windows and causing parts of the building to catch fire. Police responded by using tear gas to push back the protesters. Several injuries and arrests were reported. Opposition parties say the government's agreements with Serbia and Montenegro caused the country to lose territory. This is VOA News.